Dom Torero podcast 109 on nihilism or nihilism. And notice the question mark because that is what we shall be debating today. Is day game really that soul destroying? Parish news, first of all, for the day game brethren, the flock of pickup artists that listen to this podcast. The first announcement is that in June, or really from today, the end of May, I'm taking time off. I'm taking a month off the YouTube channel, the blog, Twitter, Instagram, the podcast, to first of all enjoy my own day game, enjoy my own time with girls and travel and sunshine and family, and secondly to prepare for the documentary filming, the world tour. It sounds simple to go around the world in 30 days to do some teaching and filming and day game debauchery, but it's a lot of planning in terms of flights and accommodation and the documentary filming schedule and resources, storyboarding, scripting, equipment. If you've never made a documentary, perhaps you've never thought about what is involved. But that's what I'm going to be doing for June. And you're thinking, well, that's not fair. Where's all the free content? Well, my friends, I've just put up a tab on the top of my website, tomterrero.com, called Archive. It's next to the home button, right on the top menu bar. Click on Archive, and that will list for you hours and hours, hundreds of hours of videos, podcasts, articles, book links to my core teachings. That makes me sound like a cult leader, but you know what I mean. I go through fundamental stuff on day game texting and dating. I go through the black sheep philosophy stuff. I list my most important infields, the meta kind of stuff, the biology going on with mating and dating. So quote unquote red pill, or the evolutionary basis for all this stuff. That's all for you to mine, to go through, to watch, to listen to read. There's way more than a month's content on there, 100% for free. So please don't moan, why is you taking a month off? There you go, that will be your month's homework. If you get through that, that really is everything you need to know, okay? It's 10%, 90% is you going outside, and it's so sunny now in the Northern Hemisphere, so nice. We're coming to ideal day game conditions in most countries where university's still in play. So the girls are in the cities, but they're wearing skirts and dresses. A lot of skin is on show, which makes you a horny animal. And girls are single now. Those winter boyfriends have disappeared. Or their summer boyfriends are just kind of token boyfriends. They're having fun. They're in good spirits. They smile before you even open them. They're feeling horny. So, go for it. Final announcement. To do with the world tour. Guys were asking what places are left for those one-day boot camps. There's only one place left in Los Angeles, which is on the 15th of July. It's a one-day boot camp, 12 till 5. And there's one place left in Sydney on the 22nd of July. That's the last live infield teaching I will be doing for this whole year. So you can either catch me in Los Angeles on the 15th or Sydney on the 22nd. Email me if you want those places or that place in each city, tom@tomterrero.com. All right, nihilism, it's got to be addressed because it's been bugging me. You could say for years I've been thinking about this, but particularly in the last few months and weeks, I've had more and more questions and emails about this. And an email that I'm going to read is kind of representative of the problem. See if you can spot some red flags in this email, and also see if you can empathize with what he's saying, why many other guys, including yourself, might be feeling similar things. Okay, it's from a guy, we'll call him A. That's his name, A. And he says, Tom, a question, if you don't mind. Gamed a girl. We flirt on Facebook. All is good. She's having a hard time health-wise. Some mental issues. I get that because I've been through it. I know how dangerous these issues can be, you know. But if I reach out to her, talk to me, which is morally the right thing to do. You can help another human being in trouble. Sorry, if you can help another human being in trouble, do I then risk being friend-zoned? More importantly, should I even be asking this question? It's more important to help someone if they need you, right? I'm worried I am approaching a dangerous level of cynicism bordering on nihilism, where I dare not behave caring towards a girl in case she sees that as quote-unquote nice guy behavior. This is, I think, the road that leads to assholeness, and I don't want to go down that. You certainly don't want to go down an asshole. Yes, it's important to avoid being the provider, but at what point does avoiding being the provider become borderline misanthropic? I recognize that evolutionary biology is amoral, not immoral, but I do not, in the pursuit of good game, want to become a nihilist. I think this is a very legitimate and important issue that I have not seen anyone in the community sufficiently address. But you're a smart guy. Thank you, A. And I'd like to hear your thoughts. Signed, A. All right. Some of those things you've probably thought, uh-oh, little red flags, and other things you've nodded your head and thought, yeah, I'm worried about becoming a little bit too much of a nihilist. I'm feeling a bit depressed by all this knowledge to do with women. I've got some raised dark triad characteristics coming out when I'm doing game. So where does it all lead? Is this Lord of the Flies? Is this all terrible? Is it all doomed? Is the world going to hell in a handcart, etc., etc., etc.? Well, first of all, short answer, if you want to stop listening to this podcast after the short answer would be A, with girls and with that girl, I'm sorry, but you got to be a dick. You got to give her dick. You've got to be a dick. Sex first, relationship second. With every other human being, be the good guy. Don't be the nice guy, be the good guy. Or be the nice bad boy, as I always say. With other human beings, be symbiotically win-win. But I'm sorry, A, with girls, you got to be a dick. And this is the problem, okay? It's a bit like a classroom teacher. You have to have two personalities. And I was a classroom teacher. The two personalities are, in the classroom, you're strict. You're nice. Not nice guy, but you're nice. You're calm, but then you're strict, okay? You've got borders. You've got limits. You've got rules. Children respect you more than they like you, okay? Respect comes first. But when the teacher then goes out socializing with your sister or with your friends, you relax a bit, okay? You don't, sure, you're not a walkover. You're not a soppy nice guy, Disney romantic nice guy, but you're not the classroom teacher. Does that make sense? Yeah, same with a dog trainer. A dog trainer spends all day teaching dogs that want to be trained, correct rules and limits and boundaries. You know, dogs love it. But that person is not like that in their quote-unquote normal life. They don't go around ordering everybody else, making them literally jump through hoops. So if you want to get really good with girls, I'm sorry, but you can't help that girl. Okay, you can't solve her problems. I know perhaps you've gone through similar problems, but you even answered your own question, which a lot of guys do when they email me. It's interesting that when you ask somebody a question, I'm guessing you already know the answer. Yeah, because you do risk being friend-zoned. You will come across as the nice guy, as the friend, as the listening ear, as the emotional tampon, as they used to say in the pickup community. And a guy spending a lot of time with a girl in terms of dinners and holidays and buying her things and flowers and chocolates, yeah, he's going to come across as the provider. And that will attract gold diggers. That's a separate topic. But with this girl, it's sad to say that she'll be more attracted to the asshole, to the DJ, to the guy that pumps and dumps her, to the guy that tries to pimp her. All this stuff is, yeah, shocking. And in Day Game 3.0, that talk, a section of that talk in the end is when I tell guys about a film called Nymphomaniac and a documentary called Hot Girls Wanted and a documentary about a pimp called Pimp Snooki. And the faces in the audience were basically gasping. Couldn't believe it. You know, a lot of these guys were day gamers. But I said, all right, if you want to be red pill, let's go all the way down the rabbit hole, right? Let's see what women are really attracted to in terms of evolutionary biology and the evidence for that. You know, extreme dominance, rape fantasies, key word there being fantasies, yeah. When you tell nice guys this stuff, it is shocking because it doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right to the moral guy, to the just guy, to the virtuous guy, to the guy that buys girls stuff and gives up his whole life, sells everything, moves across the world. He's with her for 10 years. He loves her. He adores her. And then one day she fucks the plumber. It seems cruel. And that is, you could say, the dark side of game, which we will examine today. You hit the nail on the head. Pickup is amoral. A lot of guys, as I've spoken about in the Purple Pill podcast or the Moralizing podcast, guys try to shame pickup and shame players. The kind of conservative Christians, they hate it. They point the finger whilst at the same time watching hardcore porn, dreaming of sleeping with sluts, cheating on their wives or with their congregation, having this double life, yeah? And the shaming, pretending to be Mr. Virtuous, that is, as I've said last week and the week before, a sexual strategy. Being the nice guy, trying to listen to that girl is a sexual strategy, ultimately. Now, we'll talk about when you should be good to another human being without me moralizing and preaching, because that's not my place, just in terms of your own mental health and getting through life. Yeah, I like the joke when people say to me, Tom, are you a nihilist? Are you a nihilist? And the reply would be, well, who cares? Does anything really matter? Fuck it. Get the joke? Yeah, so should we be thinking about this question? Yes, we should. People have said to me, Tom, you're an anarchist. You're just watching the world burn, enjoy the decline, etc., etc. But no, I'm not political. I'm not religious. I believe in sorting yourself out before pointing the finger. So I'm not going to be baited into discussing any of those things. I'm going to be talking about your own long-term happiness and trying to make life win-win. Okay, certainly not win-lose or lose-lose. And I've been through those dark, depressive periods, believe you me. If you've read my first book, Day Game, you'll know that when I read The Selfish Gene as a 17, 18-year-old kid, really, before going to Oxford University, I was already suffering from a bit of depression and anxiety, but that pushed me over the edge. When I suddenly realized the quote-unquote meaning of life, the selfishness of life, the harshness of life, the brutality of life, the ugliness of life, I was distraught. You know, God is dead. And I emailed Professor Richard Dawkins because he was one of my lecturers and a tutor at Oxford University where I was studying biological sciences. Very kindly, amazingly, he said, yeah, I could go and see him about all these dark questions I had. And he put up with me sitting in his living room as I spouted off all this stuff, a bit like A's email on morality and immorality and the bleakness of life. And I was just too much in my own head. I was sunk in despair. But what he was trying to say as an answer was, look, life is beautiful. Life is amazing, right? I shouldn't have called my book Selfish Gene because it implies, you know, this morality to it all. It's just a blind mechanism. But look at the wonder of nature. Look at what evolution's produced. And look at how with other humans, you can make it win-win. That's what he was trying to tell me, but I didn't listen. I went away from there, eventually getting onto some antidepressants. But for the whole of that time of studying evolutionary biology, I thought the world was violent, which it is, dark, which it is, wicked, cruel, horrible. Humans are capable of barbaric things. Nature is bloody. You know, when I watched a nature documentary, my mum and my sister would just see the cute deers or the cute bunny rabbits, but I would see the wolf's fangs or the lion ripping out the intestine of the gazelle, you know, and I would just think, God, this is fucking bleak. And that's like when you discover red pill or whatever, your way into the pickup world. Lots of guys, keyboard warriors, keyboard pickup artists, they just have an academic interest in this and they read something like Evolution of Desire or Selfish Gene or Sperm Wars or Tom Torero books and videos and they think, fuck, this is how women really behave. Women have a dual mating strategy. Women cheat. Women can be more sexual than men. Blah-de-blah-de-blah. Humans are not monogamous. Oh my God, and they freak out. And this is the bitter taste of the red pill, which I've spoken about in that Raw Red Pill Truths podcast. And you go through an angry phase. You go through a depressive phase. Then you go through that bargaining phase that I've made podcasts on called Purple Pill. Yeah, where you try to cling on to your old beliefs, the holding hands, everybody's the same and everything is peaceful and loving and there's no such thing as evil, la 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 la. Covering your ears, covering your eyes, thinking, let me just cling on to my old beliefs and ideologies. Yeah, and you try to bargain. That's watering down of pickup and biological truths. That's purple pill. You might have that mixed in with phrases like, leave them better than you found them. Yeah. Or, you know, we need to be radically honest with women. We just need to expose our vulnerabilities, align our chakras. I've made a mocking video of this kind of watering down. Yeah. You might, that might even lead further to the game denialists who simply say, well, it's all manipulation and trickery. I would never do that. I'm virtuous. I'm moral. I wouldn't treat a woman like that. You just need to sit down and talk to them. Yeah. But as I think it was Rollo Tomassi, the famous red pill writer, he said, what ultimately is the shocking truth? For one side to win, the other has to lose. Simple sentence, but think of it again. For one side to win, the other has to lose in terms of this sexual strategy. Yep. So for men, it's pump and dump. And for women, it's cling on to guy, cut off balls, make him provider, drain him of resources, and then get rid of him. Or, you know, behind his back, get some alpha DNA. And possibly that guy will raise another man's children. Shocking. Okay, this is where that leave them better than you found them is not really true. I wish it was true. There's a form of it that we'll talk about, which is my second form of the hustle. But look, this is life. Life is not fair. Life is a competition. Life is brutal. These are truths. Really important is that you read them as early as you can. So I'm jealous if you're a 16-year-old going through all this material, then great. You've got a lot less unlearning to do. You combine all this stuff with action. I've said it before. If you're just behind a keyboard or you're just reading this stuff, you're just writing comments on forums, you're debating it, you'll get fucking depressed. You'll get angry. There's loads of married men online who are extremely angry now they know all this stuff because they can't play the field. This knowledge combined with action is fun because it's a loophole. You can go out, you can enjoy all these benefits of casual sex, of non-monogamy, of traveling around the world, of being a bachelor, the beauty of selfishness, you could say, with it being win-win for other humans. We'll save that to the end of the podcast. But yeah, combining it with action, that's very important. And accepting, reaching that final place of swallowing all this knowledge, acceptance. Evolution is the explanation for life on Earth. Accept that. How does it work? Look into basic genetics. Accept that. This is the dual nature of women's sexual strategy. Accept that. This is men. Men are non-monogamous. This is what sexual market value is. This is the sexual marketplace. Accept that and then move on. Okay? Life is not just about mating. Although, as I said last week, that is your purpose for life on Earth, if you want to give it a purpose. But there's loads of other things for you to look at, for you to experience. There's stuff that humans have created called culture, like cinema, like art, like great sculpture, friendships, great food, great wine, great destinations, limited time on Earth. So enjoying other things than just beautiful women. I love women. Not in a kind of a chody, Disney, one eye to see needy way. I love them in terms of, this is my hobby. I love having sex with beautiful women. I love the beauty of women. I love feminine energy, which is a compliment to you giving off that don't hide your dick masculine vibe. It's complimentary. It's fun. It takes you all over the world. So what's not to like? In the beginning, yeah, you could be a nihilist if you stayed in your bedroom and you just thought about pickup. But if you went out and you actually did pick up and you were having sex with young hot girls a few times a week, traveling around the world, having beautiful adventure bubbles with girls, creating all these memories, trying not to hurt them. Hurt does happen, which we'll talk about. But that's a bloody good life. Yeah. Rather than being stuck in a dead end marriage, hating your partner, losing your resources, then getting really angry and bitter, venting it online, moralizing to the people that are not tied down like you. That's a pretty bleak existence. Yeah. And we create that prison. We forget, as I said in the depression, anxiety and stress podcast, we not only create the prison, but we lock ourselves in. The keys in our hand, the keys in our pocket, or the door's wide open, and we sit there in that cell of our minds thinking life is shit. Life is terrible. Life is bleak. And the door's open. All you got to do is, first of all, understand that you can leave and then make that decision. As I said last week, you say, fuck it, you go all in. And you leave. Yeah, it's scary because you've got to leave those old beliefs. You've got to leave those old ideologies. You've got to leave perhaps religious beliefs that you were told by parents or other people when you were a child. You've got to see the world as it actually is, not as you want it to be. And then walk out and enjoy it because we're all going to die. It's just a scheduling issue. And that is a cliche. That's something you'd read on Facebook with a sunset picture behind it. But you got one shot at it, unless you're a hardcore Buddhist and you're going to come back as a kangaroo or something. But certainly in your current form, you got one shot at it. So you can sit there and be really angry, or you can use this knowledge to your advantage. Right. A bit more about the what works with girls. Yeah. I talk about this in Dagan 3.0. What works with girls, if you've read any of my stuff, if you've seen any of my videos, if you've read Evolution of Desire, is being a jerk, being a bad boy, being rude, being an asshole, being selfish, being loud, being unfiltered, being reckless, being adventurous, being unpredictable, being dominant, being controlling, making her jealous because you're surrounded by other girls. Shock horror, cheating on her increases her attraction. Breaking her heart increases her attraction. Treat her mean, not in a shockingly bad way, but you know what I mean. Treating her mean to keep her keen. That is true. All right. Remember the quote, I'm not a bad man, but in certain situations I have to ask myself, what would a bad man do? That's from the movie War Dogs. So you can glimpse this in the lives of pimps and real players and real hustlers. It's heart of darkness stuff because you've got to stare this stuff in the face. Dark triad traits attract women, full stop. You can argue as much as you like. You can moralize and preach and virtue signal as much as you like. But all the evidence in front of you confirms it. And after hundreds of lays and thousands of interactions with girls, you can't unsee it. Okay, and does that harm me? Does that hurt me? No. This is the way the world actually is. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. Yep. So the nice guy needs to go 180. And for a couple of years, this is advice for you, A. You have to go down the bad boy route. And it doesn't make you a bad boy. You just have to take on those characteristics. Yeah, the ones that effectively work. So in the archive section, look at the top 10 pickup movies that I recommend, and the actors take on their traits. Yeah, like I just said, you learn from the pimps and the players and the hustlers without actually having to go down the dark route completely and end up in prison or end up peddling drugs, whatever, because girls can't tell the difference between someone who flips the switch and who's doing that because they're a pickup artist. So they're flipping the kind of an example would be vacuuming, going silent on it, or pre-selection. So bringing another girl along to a date. You flip that switch and it works. Or you can just be a born asshole, a bad boy from your teenage years. You don't know what you're doing. Same switch is flipped, same attraction she feels. Now that real bad boy, he often doesn't last that long. He often ends up in a bad marriage because he doesn't know what he's doing. He often ends up in trouble. His money matters are not in order. His general health is not in order, so he doesn't last the course. Or you can just learn to flip these attraction switches, which is what a pickup artist is. This is what street hustle is about. And you'll reap the rewards of women feeling that same attraction to you. This is what my Nice Bad Boy video series was about. The link is also in the archive section, where you take on the bad boy traits, but you're also quote unquote nice, just in a different way. So you're charming. You're showing her this interesting dichotomy where you are the bad boy, but you're a man of the world. She can have a conversation with you. You know, you don't beat her up, but she feels like, wow, this guy's dominant. This guy is a bit of a player, but he's not completely reckless with it. He's not completely mindless. So you give him the thrill. You give him the roller coaster without perhaps being born a bad boy, if that makes sense. Yeah. Now, you'd be surprised that there are guys in the pickup community. There are actually guys teaching pickup who never really got past the angry, bitter phase. And you could say perhaps they hate women, they hate life. These guys are extremely hard to wing with or to like or to spend time with. And they consider women evil. They say women are sluts. That's that purity fantasy thing as well, because they're also chasing the good girl. They think that there's this conspiracy. Everyone's out to get them. The world is going to shit. They blame everybody but themselves. They forget that the girl is the mirror. The world is your mirror. So trying to change yourself first. Yeah. I say no. No, no, no. Let's finish the podcast with some practical things. Because you've got the wrong idea. If you think I'm a nihilist, a nihilist, if you think I'm an anarchist, if you think I don't give a shit about life or other people, then, my friends, you are wrong. You've completely misunderstood, you could say, what pickup is, what red pill truths are, what I'm trying to achieve with all these projects that I'm doing. First of all, I love women. Like I said, not as a Disney beta purity thing, but I genuinely love their energy, like the energy of puppy dogs or playing with your nephews. Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I love casual sex. I love non-monogamy. I get affection from multiple sources. I do not sit on my own getting angry on the internet. Listen to podcast 43, one of my best, I think, on affection addiction. I love traveling. So not only for pickup, but to see the beautiful world. I believe we live in amazing times. I really don't understand why people moan, you know? These are amazingly peaceful times. If you're listening to this podcast, you're blessed, not in a non-religious way, right? You've got the internet. You've got, as an example, a fleet of private chauffeurs across the world. That's called Uber. You've got a portfolio of world properties. That's called Airbnb. You've got any food you desire at any time of the day. That's called a supermarket. Unbelievable, right? You've got cheap flights around the world. You've got medical care. Be fucking grateful. Yeah, there's that Louis C.K. sketch where someone's moaning about legroom on a plane. And he's like, look out the fucking window. You're flying thousands of meters up, hundreds of miles an hour. This is a miracle. Look below you. There's the Pyrenees. There's the Himalayas. And you're moaning about the selection of films to watch on the plane. I can't remember what the sketch is, but it's very funny. And yeah, laugh. There you go. Watch some comedy, laugh, listen to some great music, eat great food, drink some wine. The world is beautiful. Go to a forest. It has nothing to do with pickup. Enjoy the forest. Go to a lake. There are no girls there. Enjoy the lake. Go on the sea. Swim in the sea. Do it alone. This has nothing to do with pickup. Look at the mountains. Look at the stars. Yeah? And now, in terms of other people, treat others as you want to be treated. That was my only classroom rule at school. Treat others as you want to be treated. So hustle number one is where you pretend to be a boyfriend and then do a runner. Hustle number two is the secret society thing. I talk about this in Street Hustle, where she's kind of in on it. Now, you sleep with her a few times. She's married, but she's in on it. Yeah, she gets a bit attached to you. And then finally, she calls you an asshole and she leaves. And she remembers you forever. So do you see, you're not really leaving her better than you found her, but it's much better than hustle number one, where you cut and run after lying to her for weeks. So when you start pickup, it's usually hustle number one, nice guy pretending to be her boyfriend. And then after 2 or 3 years, you move to hustle number two, which is secret society stuff. I'll talk about that in the future. So yeah, with humans, treat others as you want to be treated. It's a very simple rule. Altruism evolved, symbiosis evolved. That's what I mean by win-win. It's better for you, it's better for them. Okay, now that doesn't make it a Christian virtue. That just makes it something that has evolved. Look into Prisoner's Dilemma and you will understand what I mean. And I leave you for the month of silence coming up from me with this message. Turn your back on the manosphere. Turn your back on forums, on pickup moaning, on whining, perhaps on Twitter whining, being the victim all the time. This is wrong. It's their fault. It's their fault. No, it's your fault. All right? Take control. As soon as you take control, you can change. Channel all that anger that you feel about women into action. So I feel anger. Anger's good. Anger's also an evolved thing to make you act. But if you bottle up all this anger and you're sitting in your bedroom and you're channeling it all towards pickup artists or to other people or to women, women are bitches, women are whores, I can't believe it's so manipulative. That's like getting angry with gravity, you know? Why do things fall over? Fuck gravity, I hate it. You're like, well, gravity's gravity, accept it, all right? Take advantage of it. Go outside, right? It's sunny. Log off, please, and bask in some feminine energy. Or if you don't want to do that, bask in the beauty of the world. However shit you think your life is, just stop, go to a park, and think, I'm alive, what am I grateful for? And no, that's not Tony Robbins advice. That's human advice from me to you. All right, works for me and it will work for you. And if you're going out there and enjoying some feminine energy, fantastic. To get that feminine energy, you need to give her that masculine, don't hide your dick vibe. All right. And make love, not war. That was podcast number one. Or if you want, make love like war. All right. Because smile, it's only a game. That was podcast, 109. I will be back in exactly 1 month's time. Until then, keep grabbing life by the horns. Ta-da.